Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website. It's strength4thejourney.com. And this is program number 47 if you're listening by shortwave radio. Today I have a very special guest that's with me today in the studio. His name is Eric Entz, and he was my guest back 1 year ago in November on program number 8. Friend of mine, he was a military helicopter pilot, and the Lord has done many, many miracles in his life, and he is literally a testimony of faith, trusting God. And I'm so excited because a year ago, the Lord had called him to come back to Panama. He didn't know when it would happen, but he just moved back here just this last week, and I went and picked him up at the airport. And he brought his 10 children with him and his wife, and they are going to be full-time people here in Panama. And so I won't run much further along with that line, but I just want to introduce you again to Eric Entz. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Thanks, Andrew. It's a blessing to be here and to see you again and to be back on your program.
Thank you. It's great to have you. One of the things that I know God is doing right now in the world today, he is rearranging like pieces to the puzzle. I felt like 2 years ago, the Lord, when he called us to Panama, I felt like I was a piece of a puzzle on the wrong table. And the Lord said, you don't fit here. This is not where I want you to be. I need to transplant you onto a different table because you're a piece of a puzzle in a different nation. And we willingly obeyed God to come to Panama, not knowing it. Having a clue really what God was going to do. But one of the things he said to me when we moved, because it was so stressful because we didn't know anybody that was leading the way, but he said that my obedience would pave the way for many. And this was 2 years ago when he spoke that to me. And it's amazing now to see the fruition of what God is doing and reassembling other pieces of the puzzle that are on the wrong table. And now they're coming and they're being transplanted. I believe what you're going to hear today from Eric is going to encourage you because many of us get so attached to our comfort zone that it's very difficult to leave. And we get so comfortable with everything that we know that it's very difficult to leave and go to a place that we don't know. But the Lord has a plan for many people right now. There's many people that have been trained in ministry, and God is calling us now to the nations, and he wants us to leave our Jerusalem and go into Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth because there's hungry people that want to hear the gospel. And they'll never hear it unless we go, unless we put our feet and begin to walk this thing out. They're not going to hear what God wants to speak through us. So many of you that are listening today, God may be speaking to right now, and he may be calling you to the nations, and he wants you to go and tell, and he wants you to go fulfill the Great Commission that he gave each one of us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I believe right now he's looking for obedient people, that he told me that if we'll become his slave, we will not become the slave of man. And that God wants to deliver many people right now that have been, they're in the grips of their possessions and into debt, whatever it may be, but they're in the grip, and God wants to release people right now and free them up. And I believe that if we will submit to him and say, Lord, I will go wherever you tell me to go and do whatever you tell me to do, and I will be your obedient servant, that God will do amazing things. He'll open doors. And with that, I'm going to let Eric share a little bit of the experience that he's had in the last year of how all this came together and how this actually was just put together piece by piece. So, Eric, you just want to kind of share and just kind of share even at the point that you even happened to call me up.
Right. It started about a year and a half ago, and I was at a place in my life. It was a transition place, and I was seeking, direction from the Lord, and if he wanted me to change kind of careers in a sense, look for some different options, and I went down to Texas to visit a friend, and had many opportunities present themselves, but the Lord closed all the doors, and I was there for about a month, and I didn't know why this was happening, because I fit in many of these opportunities that were presented, but you know, and it seemed like they would happen, but for one reason or another, they fell by the wayside, and I just couldn't figure out what was going on. I was confused, and you know, seeking the Lord during that time, I had a friend contact me and tell me about what Andrew and his family had done and moving to Panama, and you know, and it intrigued me. And we hadn't been connected in a while. We used to be neighbors in Libby, Montana, and I felt like I needed to reconnect with him. So I decided to give him a call and or email him, and we ended up talking that evening. And Andrew began to share the journey that they had gone on, and then what the Lord was doing, which was pretty amazing here in Panama. And something sparked within my spirit when I talked with him, and he gave me an invitation to come out and visit. And so out of all the closed doors during this month time period that I had, the only open door I had was an invitation to Panama. And to me, that meant something. I wasn't upset that the other doors were closed. For me, I realized that God was directing me to a place that I hadn't expected. And so I became very open and sensitive to that invitation and began praying and asking the Lord to show me if that's what we were supposed to do, to go visit. And if it was, he would provide the opportunity to do it. So, and I'll let Andrew share from there.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the Lord has to just shut some other doors that we are trying to open up, because it's not his fingerprints on the doorknob. And one thing that I really want to encourage people right now is just get your spiritual fingerprint duster and just dust off those doorknobs and see if maybe the Lord has shut doors in your life for a reason, because he doesn't want us to go through them. He has another door that he's trying to open up. But as long as we keep trying to barge this one door over, and we're going to end up in the wrong room. And the Lord showed this to me many years ago, that when I began to travel with a ministry, he spoke to my heart and he said, "You be of help to them in whatever capacity I allow you to." In other words, he wants to open the door for me. And if I end up pushing the door open, I'll end up in the wrong room. But he does have a door. He does have a place open. And the biggest thing is that door has a key in it, that it will remain locked through our disobedience. That he spoke to me one time. He said, "Obedience is the key that will unlock the door to your destiny and to your future." And I believe right now that this is what the Lord's speaking to all of us right now, is that he has a door that he wants to open up in our life. But the only way to access that door is through obedience, that you must be obedient to what he wants you to do. And through that obedience, that he will open that door up that only he can open up. And the future is amazing, because what has happened in 2 years in our life is just a microcosm of what he wants to do in so many people's lives right now. But he's looking for obedient people. And I believe right now he's granting permission slips to go into all the world, and God will do open doors, and he'll provide. You know, the thing is that, Eric, that, and you've probably seen this now, and you can testify, that when you get through that Red Sea, that is where the manna begins to fall from heaven, that you begin to see God's supernatural provision once you go through that hard place in your life. And share a little bit about how hard it is sometimes to get through that wall of water.
Yeah, basically, the word that was given to me, once the Lord opened the opportunity for us to visit, and then the Lord showed us this is what we were supposed to do, we were supposed to move here, we made the decision. And the word that came is when the sacrifice is made, the provision will be seen. And the picture with that was Abraham and Isaac and the ram in the thicket. So I know this needs to be said to some of the people listening to this program right now. You're wanting to have it all figured out. You're wanting to have a plan all laid out with all the money to do it. You want to have, you want to be able to take everything with you and live just like you're living in the United States. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but what the Lord did with us is I'll just tell you is that we were thinking along those lines. Okay, how are we going to move everything down there? We got to get a house lined up, and I got to have work and all these things. And those are natural things. There's nothing wrong with thinking about those things and planning to, and trying to figure those things out. But if we move in the flesh, those things can become a hindrance to what God is wanting to do. And for us, God specifically told us that there would be a sacrifice made. And I'll just share that before we even made this decision, the Lord had taken us on many journeys of faith that we had been on, walks of faith where he proved himself as our provider. He proved himself faithful. He did miracles in our life. He opened doors that we could have never opened because we stepped out in faith and we trusted him. And I'll tell you right now, the walk of faith requires for you to do something in the natural and the physical to walk it out. And it will always put you in a place of being uncomfortable. And it will also put you in a place where you will not have the means to complete whatever God is wanting you to do, because God is wanting to reveal himself. He's wanting to reveal himself as mighty. He wants to show himself faithful, that he's a supernatural God, that he'll provide for your needs. But unless you step out in faith to trust him, and unless you allow him to lead you up against the sea where you've got Pharaoh's army behind you and you've got the Red Sea in front of you and you're in a place where it seems impossible to happen, that is the place where God does his greatest work in our lives. And unless we go there, and I'll tell you right now, it's an uncomfortable place. It can be very uncomfortable, and sometimes it's painful, and we don't like to stay there that long because, you know, we got Pharaoh's army coming up behind us and we have nowhere to go. We can't go forward and we can't go back. And so it can be a very uncomfortable situation, but God will lead us if we let him, if we trust him, he'll lead us right to that place, because that is the perfect place he wants us to be to reveal himself. And these are the places where testimonies are made of. And that's exactly where he took us to come to Panama. We wanted to, like I said, we wanted to have this all planned out. We wanted to have all the money we needed to come here. I'll tell you, God stripped everything in our life that gives us security and comfort. He stripped all those things away so that we basically just got here. And we're in a place of vulnerability. We're in a place of a somewhat uncomfortable place because we don't have everything figured out. We sold all of our possessions, and whatever we couldn't sell, we gave away, and we barely had enough money to get here. And I'm not saying, you know, some people would say, hey, you're just crazy taking 10 kids out here and not having that much money. And I'll say, it's not because I didn't try. It's not because I didn't plan. I did everything that I could, but the bottom line is the Lord brought me here, and this is what he chose for us. But since we got here, he's opened up some amazing doors. Because like I said, when you put yourself in that place of vulnerability, when you step out of faith, when you fling yourself out there and you allow the Lord to prove that he is a faithful God, he will do mighty things. And that's what he started to do. And I'll let Andrew share a few things that have happened since we got here.
Well, we're just going to have the family stay with us, 12 people. And, you know, we're just willing, whatever God wants to do, we're willing to do. But what's really amazing is that they had met a woman. The last day that they were here, they were eating at a little restaurant, and somebody asked them if they worked at the mission. And they said no, and he asked, well, why did you ask? I was just wondering, and it just sparked something in Eric and his wife to go, well, what is this mission? And they got a taxi cab, and they went to this mission. And when they went there, they met a woman that ran the mission, and they began to talk about their family and their testimony, and that they felt like the Lord was maybe going to bring them here. And she said, well, how many people are there? He said, 12. She says, well, I have a place that beds 12 people. And they're kind of like going, oh, my goodness, is this the Lord trying to, you know, giving us the welcome mat, laying it out here? And they hadn't talked in a while, and they really hadn't followed up. They didn't know when they're going to get here. And all of a sudden, the door just opened. Their house was going to sell, and they were going to be able to get the tickets they needed and just get here. And they knew the timing is now. They're supposed to come. And they just happened to email this woman after not talking with her for a long time. And we were on our way driving across Panama, and an email came to Eric, and the email said, the place is open for you. And it's like, you know, here's manna dropping in the form of emails that God provided after the sacrifice was made, that they made an incredible sacrifice to bring all 10 of their children. and just be obedient to what God said. And here comes the manna falling from heaven.
I just want to speak to people out there right now. They're listening. You know God has called you someplace. You know He's called you out of America because of judgment that's getting ready to come. And I'm not saying that everybody's coming to Panama, but what I'm saying is God's given you a vision. He's given you a place to go, or He told you to go someplace, but you don't have it all figured out. You don't even know where the money's going to come from to go. You don't know how you're going to take care of all the loose ends. You know, the Lord wants you to trust Him. He wants you to step out in faith. He wants you to be obedient to His word. And you don't step out when you have everything figured out. You step out and trust Him regardless. And so the Lord will take care of all the details. Obviously, we have to walk this thing out. Obviously, we have to do the things in the natural which require us to deal with the things that we have to deal with in our life. But if you determine in your heart and make the decision that, hey, I'm going to trust You, Lord, no matter what the cost, even if it means giving up everything I own on this earth and laying it down, I'm going to obey You, Lord, and I'm going to trust that You are faithful, that You're going to do what You say You're going to do, and that Your promises are true. And when you make that decision in your heart, see, God's not going to make that decision for you. You have to make it. But when you determine to make it and you step out, then God will do what only He can do. When you take the step in the natural, when you make that decision in the natural, God's going to move in the supernatural. And He's going to do what you cannot do. But unless you take that step of faith, unless you start moving, and it has to be, you make the decision in your heart, but then you have to activate it by doing. You have to activate it by walking it out in a real way. And for us, that meant we started selling everything we owned. And we set a target date. And we put our house up for sale. We did those things in the natural that God won't do for us. But it's walking out the decision we made within our heart. When we decided to do that, then God went before us and started doing the things we could not do. Within 24 hours, we sold our house and our car within 24 hours of each other.
And those are both the two people that never saw your car, never saw your house before. They drove all the way up from Texas to look at your house and almost had bought it sight unseen as well as the vehicle.
Exactly. And, the Lord went before us. He worked everything out. Within 1 week of selling our house, we bought tickets the day we sold our house, the day that the contract was signed. We purchased tickets and we left within 1 week of that. And we just got here. And like Andrew said, the Lord has began to open up doors that we couldn't have opened. And we know that He's going to take care of us. We're still in a place, like I said, that is uncomfortable because we don't have everything laid out in front of us, but we're seeing God move. And I just want to encourage you that when you take the step in the natural, how God begins to move in your life, and He'll begin to do those things that you thought were impossible. We have friends that want to come, and they have one person in particular has health issues. And she has already made the decision to come, but she doesn't know how she's going to be able to come here and deal with those. But you know what? We know the Lord is faithful. We know the Lord already has an answer. He already has a solution. We're praying that God heals her body to begin with, okay? But we're believing that God's going to move, and He's going to take care of these things. And I'll tell you right now, also making this decision to be obedient is going to require sacrifice. You're going to have to lay down things in your life, whether that's sentimental attachments, emotional attachments, even fear of the things that bring you comfort in your life. You're familiar with where you live. You're familiar. Your family lives down the road, or you really enjoy the possessions that the Lord's blessed you with. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you're going to be obedient to be called out, you're going to have to sacrifice. And for some of you, that may mean laying down the things that you're holding on to. And like Andrew shared with me the other day, how they would catch monkeys in India by putting opening up a coconut and putting something sweet in there, and the monkey would go put its hand inside of the coconut and grab the sweet thing that's in there. But because it made a fist, now the its hand is too big for the opening, and he won't let go. He can't let go of that piece of candy, so he's stuck. He's stuck there. And then they come and they capture the monkey. Well, some of us out there right now are holding on to things in our life.
And not that those, not that you've, you know, that you don't love God. Okay. It's not the question that you don't love God, but to be obedient, to do what he's telling you to do, it's going to require you to lay those things down, whether it be job, promotion, success, status, position, even in the church. Are you willing to trust God and go to, go someplace, go to another country and not have any guarantees, not have that position that you had? Are you willing to go there just to be obedient to God? Are you willing to lay down those things in your life that that people judge you by in America? You know, they judge you by the work that you do, the status that you have, the position that you have, the wealth, the car, these things. Are you willing to lay those things down to be obedient to the Lord? And I'll tell you right now, some of you, this is the very pivotal thing that's going to mean the difference of your obedience or not. And so God is calling you to lay down those things in your life that he's bringing to your heart. Even right now as I'm speaking, he's calling you to lay those things down. Are you willing to trust him? Do you love him more than those things? This is the question. We say in our heart, Lord, of course I love you more. But I tell you, he's going to put you to the test to demonstrate it, to walk it out. And for some of you, that's a non-issue. But you've got maybe some logistical things that are of concern. You know, like for me, how am I going to get 10 children down here? Where am I going to live? That's no small matter. I'll tell you, especially going through the airport with all the luggage we had, that wasn't a small matter. But the Lord, not to say that you won't, you know, you won't go through some challenges and difficulties in the process. That's life. But God will give you everything you need. I want to encourage you on that.
Well, just think of this too, is that you went to the airport with extra baggage, extra weight that was overweight. That would have cost you probably a pretty penny if they charged you for every piece of luggage that was extra on top of the weight, overweightage, and they didn't charge you one penny for one piece of luggage. That was just a divine, unbelievable hand of God, even saving that extra money, because we spent probably $1,300 or $1,400 just on extra luggage and weight and all that sort of stuff. So the Lord has a way of divinely providing. And I was just thinking something else too, Eric, when you were talking about the sacrifice, I was thinking about when we were selling everything that we owned. We had two passports that had been, two children that had been denied twice because they were born at home. We didn't have, they had home birth certificates, and we had to turn them into birth, those birth certificates.
You had the county into the, yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't have a doctor's signature on it. There was only witnesses that were able to be there to get the birth certificate. And so all these things caused us to not have enough information, and we got denied twice. And we were selling everything we owned. We were sleeping on the floor with two birth certificates still waiting to come in, just believing God, God, you called us to go. And I wasn't going to leave my children behind, but I was between a rock and a hard place. I had the Red Sea in front of me that had not yet parted. And I can't tell you the joy that we had on the third time that we had applied for those passports, and both of them came in. It's like the Red Sea parted in front of us, and God said, those were almost like our permission slip, permission granted, you may leave now. And this was how we were sleeping on the floor, we were eating out of, you know, we sold just about everything. And I know the sacrifice that you made, you spent some nights, I think some of the kids are on the floor, I think you sold your beds, I don't know how long that happened, but how long did you spend in that hard place with the Red Sea still not parted in front of you?
Well, we had sold pretty much everything we owned probably almost a month before we actually flew out. So we were living with one pot to cook in and a couple plastic cups and some plates. There was one chair that was sitting in the living room that one person could sit on that we were trying to sell, and that was it. And so we had packed our luggage and we were ready to go. And we didn't know when the house was going to sell, but we were doing it in faith before we even had someone interested in our house. And then the Lord brought the buyer, and then like we shared that, you know, we left a week after that.
I think about Isaac and Abraham going up the mountain. You know, Abraham was taking his son up the top of the mountain to go sacrifice his son. And God didn't look down and say, okay, I see you going up the mountain. Okay, you can stop right there. Okay, that's all right. You've gone far enough. He waited to the very last thing when his hand was above his son. about ready to go down, and that's when the angel said, stop. He said, now I know that you fear God. And sometimes it takes us all the way to that point, to the now I know moment. And this is what God is looking for in all of us right now, is the now I know that you love me more than all your stuff, than anything in the world. You love me because the Lord is looking for a bride that doesn't just say that they love him, but they're in love with him. And they will follow him anywhere. They love his voice. They love everything about him. Even when they're fearful, the Lord will comfort him, they'll provide, but he's looking for a bride that is in love with him. And really, that's the test that we're all undergoing right now. Do you really love me? Well, show me, demonstrate it, because I'm not going to marry somebody that doesn't just love me, but is not in love with me.
Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And it's the obedience that he's looking for in our lives. And we have to actively walk that out and be willing to do whatever he says. And see, this is the thing I'm encouraging people to do right now, is seek the Lord. Make sure your heart is right with him. Make sure you're surrendered and yielded before him. Make sure that you have a clean heart before him. And when you are in that place, cry out to him and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then be willing to do whatever he says. That's what we're called to do.
That's right. He's looking for the obedient hearted, because that's really what kept the children of Israel out, was their rebellion in their heart, that it took 40 years to get it out of them. And we don't have 40 years to get this rebellion out of our heart. We just need to say, Lord, I will yield to you. And the real question is, do you really trust me? He's saying, do you really trust me? Well, then demonstrate it. Demonstrate it by putting your faith into action, by trusting me. And God wants to speak to us right now. And I mentioned this recently on other programs, is that sometimes that little quiet moments when you wake up sometimes before the sun rises and you kind of wonder, why did I wake up so early? I would encourage you, just roll out of bed and go find a place where you can just be all alone and say, God, I want you to speak to me. What do you want me to do? And in that midst of all the turmoil that begins when the life begins to start in the morning, take that moment and say, God, speak to me. I'm just like Samuel said. He said, Lord, speak to me. Your servant is here. He's listening. And I guarantee you that the Lord will speak to you in that quiet place. If you'll just say, Lord, I will do whatever you say you want me to do, he will speak to you. So I want to thank you again for joining us on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength4thejourney.com. Eric, thank you so much for joining us, and we're looking forward to seeing great things God's going to do here.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
I will be.